Our reading for today is from 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 13. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and of a kind that is not tolerated even among the pagans. For a man has his father's wife, and you are arrogant. Ought you not rather to mourn? Let him who has done this be removed from among you. For though absent in body, I am present in spirit, and as if present, I have already pronounced judgment on the one who did such a thing. When you are assembled in the name of the Lord Jesus, and my spirit is present with the power of our Lord Jesus, you are to deliver this man to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit might be saved in the day of the Lord. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in my letter, not to associate with sexually immoral people, not at all meaning the sexually immoral of this world or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother if he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed, or is an idolater, reveler, drunkard, or swindler, not even to eat with such a one. For what have I to do with judging outsiders? Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? God judges those outside. Purge the evil person from among you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Timothy Gordish, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Ronan, Montana.
Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I like old Volkswagens, primarily because they are so easy for me to maintain. You can still get new parts, believe it or not, and you don't need a lot of tools or really even a lot of knowledge of mechanics. It's an easy job to do when it's compared to other cars. The only problem with old Volkswagens is rust. Once rust creeps in, there is very little one can do. Eventually, the body will corrode away until the car finds a home in the corroded heaps of a junkyard. 1 Corinthians 5:6, Paul warns us of the dangers of unchecked sin within the church. He doesn't compare it to rust, but to something more living and active, yeast. Paul writes, "Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Yeast doesn't just grow slowly, but multiplies rapidly, within hours, touching every part of the lump of bread dough." The specific leaven that Paul talks about is a man who was in a sexual relationship with his own stepmother. The leaven of this sexual sin was working within the congregation, consuming its God-given holiness. Paul mentions several sins that are worse than rust in a congregation. Besides the sexual immoral, there are the greedy, idolaters, revilers, drunkards, and swindlers. Congregations who pride themselves in tolerating such behavior are quickly consumed by the old leaven of malice and evil. It just isn't possible for people who practice these things to remain in a congregation without changing its whole character for the worse. And the reputation of the congregation will not remain unmarred. Paul has a simple, yet difficult solution to this congregational sin sickness. Paul is very blunt and commands, "Let him who does this be removed from among you. And when you are assembled in the name of the Lord, and my spirit is present with the power of our Lord Jesus, you are to deliver this man to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. And purge the evil person from among you. Are there any stronger words in our time when tolerance is above all virtues? Paul teaches us that Christ is the Passover Lamb, who saves us not to sin, but from sin and its corrosive and damning effects. On the night that God killed all the firstborn in Egypt, he saved those in the houses marked with the blood of this Lamb. Likewise, our being in the household of God in the church protects us from the angel of death and leads us into his promised land. Being outside the household of faith leaves our souls vulnerable to the attacks of Satan for the destruction of the flesh. But this separation comes with the hope that it will wake up the sinner and bring them running back. If we read on into 2 Corinthians, we learn that this method worked, and the sinner came repentantly running back for the salvation of his soul. May our congregations be filled with such repentant souls. Amen.
We thank Pastor Timothy Gordish for this meditation on God's Word.